We are very pleased to be joined by head football coach from the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. Nick, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir, and I imagine you're still doing pretty well this morning. I really enjoyed the video of you talking to the guys in the locker room after the game. It was the kind of thing I remember from being a much lower-level coach means more than anything in the world when everybody's there after a big win.
I appreciate it. I mean, we were obviously excited, and we talked about, a lot of adversity we had to go through to get to that spot, and to be able to, be down in that game, come back, and win down there for the first time in 20 years, it was a pretty cool feeling. And obviously, to win an FBS game before that, have a winning record despite everything, I was really proud of the staff and the players.
Well, there are a lot of reasons for that, and a lot of reasons that I think all of us who are fans feel the same way. It was really interesting for me. I was listening to Rich and Bob for the first half, and the second half I had to go inside. I had the game on television. One of the things that impressed me was, in the second half, the body language change on both sidelines and on the field. I mean, every single play, your defense looked like they wanted to make a play. Everybody looked like they wanted to make a play. When did you sense that momentum swing?
Well, I mean, we started ticking away at it, in the second quarter, really. It was really, couldn't get off to a worse start, let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
It wasn't what we wanted. But after the long injury delay, and luckily that young man's okay.
Oh, good.
We were able to put a couple plays together and score. And then that kind of got us going and, let us know we were in the game, we could score on them. And then we were able to start putting together some stops. And, we had a couple of scoring drives. I said to the team at the half, despite everything that happened, kickoff, I said, guys, after all that, we still found a way to win that half. I know it's tied, so now let's go win this thing for real. And our defense stepped up. I mean, four interceptions, making plays on the ball like that was tremendous. And that led to points directly, and ultimately that was really what won the game.
And you were able in the second half to keep the ball out of being deep in your territory for a lot of the time. You got great every time anybody kicks off to Devin Young, seemed to get a really good return. And the offense was just playing relatively mistake-free football in that second half. I mean, how much can you say about Joe Fagnano coming back after the long injury break and playing so well in his return?
Yeah, I mean, Joe's played very well. I mean, he's been off for 2 months, and to come back the way he has is really impressive. I mentioned it today for the first time, but Joe actually had suffered a fracture at James Madison, and so he had to have surgery, and just was relentless in his efforts to get back. And once we thought that he was healthy enough and he was ready, that's when we put him in. And, he only played 3 games and a quarter for us this year and obviously had a big impact. So, I mean, Joe is a tremendous player. He's an outstanding person. So, we did enough on offense and made some plays, ran the football very well in the second half, which I was really pleased with because we were playing the field position game and pinned him on a couple punts, made all of our kicks, which was huge. I mean, we played very well in special teams, and that's been a big part of our winning recipe this year.
And Elijah Barnwell, after you lost Freddie Brock, and I hope that's going to be good news on his front, that he's not going to have a long-term terrible injury. Elijah Barnwell came in, and man, he just did what you needed to have done at running back.
Yeah, I mean, he's a stout physical runner, and he has explosiveness, can make people miss. But if you're talking third down or 4-minute drill, that's our guy. He's going to be in the game. And he did a great job. I mean, he finished that game very, very well. Fortunately, Freddie, it's a similar injury actually to Joe. It's looking like a hairline fracture. He should be getting out of surgery right now. So it'll be a couple months, but he'll be ready to go for spring ball and all that stuff. So I'm probably going to give him a call after this and check in with him because he got that done today. But we got really fortunate there with Freddie.
It's good to hear. How emotional was it for you to see Andre Miller get back on the field for that final game of the season? I know I would have been some pumped.
It's special. I mean, you develop these relationships. That's ultimately what this is about. And obviously, Andre and I, have known each other for a while. And personally, for me to see his success and the impact he has on this team, and to be able to accomplish those things despite being hurt for a couple weeks, it was a cool feeling, and it was honestly just a big part of our success on Saturday. He's a playmaker, but he did a lot that doesn't even show up on the stat sheet for us. He just has tremendous presence out there, and he was the last guy who left the locker room. He was the last guy who held the musket. I mean, he didn't want to let go because, you know, that was his last college game, and it was a tremendous career. And he overcame a lot to get to UMaine. So I'm really proud of Andre, and I wish I could find him some more eligibility.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was the head coach at BAPS and we had a winless season, a reporter said to me, "What are you going to work on for next year?" And I said, "Offense, defense, and special teams." Seemed like about the only right answer to have in that situation. But as you're looking forward to next year, where are the areas in terms of either recruiting or moving guys around or working on that you think are going to be the focus of your off season?
Well, I mean, it's depth at every position. You know, we have some scholarships available. We don't have a million, which is a good problem to have because we're bringing a lot of guys back. I think it's somewhere in the area of 8 or 9 starters on both sides of the ball coming back. So, you know, that's obviously very encouraging. We got some specialists that we have in the program that we feel very strongly about, but we're going to recruit a few more as well. And probably offensively be the wide receiver position. You know, we feel like we have a really strong core in there. Obviously, there's some big shoes to be filled.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Ray Miller on the other side, that linebacker, you know, he's a grad transfer. We got some guys who are going to step up on our roster, but we're going to, you know, look to add some people as well. So, I mean, there's areas across the board, but, you know, we'll look at the key positions, but it's a good problem to not have a million scouts.
Yeah, that is a good situation to have. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I know you're busy, you got meetings coming up, but please give our best to Freddie Brock. And boy, we'll be looking forward to the spring practice.
I will, and I appreciate it.
Anytime, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, and go BAPS, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I said to someone the other day, actually, when I go to Jen Babcock's class to teach from time to time, I see your wife far more often than I see you. Because she likes
okay.
Yeah, it is.
Have, you know?
Well, thanks. Right. Thanks a lot, Nick. Have a great holiday. Best of the Black Bears.
Thanks, you as well. Appreciate it.
Yep. Well, that was Nick Charlton, head coach, who gave you a good rundown of the way things are and will be. Our Black Bear Reports are presented by ClearPoint Capital. For financial planning and for your future, call Michael Toole at 307-7718. And also by Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust. BennettAutoCenter.com. And Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. I just love the way they don't say Dowd Road and it's around here. They say the Dowd Road, the Cooleyville Road. On Dowd Road in Bangor, full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit Creative Print Services soon. And that's their website is creative, capital C-PS.com.